In our last episode of Messianic Perspectives, we began the journey that will answer the question, when was Yeshua born? Unlike other scenarios, we are using Scripture and the Jewish culture for which Messiah Yeshua would enter the world. This means no Christian theories or Gnostic views. The evidence is before you if you understand Scripture and the culture it was written. The first piece of information centered around Zechariah, a Levitical priest who is part of the Aviah division found in Luke chapter 1 and verse 5. What does this piece of information do for us? The answer, it provides us with a starting point. When you understand the division of the Levitical priesthood, this piece of information will make perfect sense. Found in 1 Chronicles chapter 24 are the 24 divisions of the priesthood. Each division would serve at the temple twice a year according to their division. In addition to the division service, all priests were required to serve during the three pilgrimage feasts, Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Therefore, a priest would serve in the temple 5 weeks out of the year. The remainder of the time, they were the spiritual leaders and judges of the communities they resided in. According to 1 Chronicles chapter 24 and verse 10, the Aviah division for which Zechariah belonged was the eighth division, meaning that seven other divisions of priests would serve before him. With this additional information and the fact that the religious year began at Passover, we know that all priests served in the temple for 1 week. In addition to Passover, Shavuot would occur 7 weeks after Passover, thus meaning all the priests would be serving. Therefore, when you factor these two feasts, Zechariah served in the temple on the 10th week from the start of Passover. This would have been during the Jewish month of Sivan, which relates to the May-June time frame on our calendars. This is when Zechariah was in the temple and the angel appeared to him. It would have likely been shortly after this time in the temple that Elisheva would have become pregnant. Notice the future tense of the angel's words in Luke chapter 1 and verse 13. But the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elisheva will bear you a son, and you are to name him Yochanan." More on this next time. Feel free to visit our website, shalommaine.com. We have created articles on all the feasts, including Sukkot, and when Yeshua was born, that will provide you with a wealth of information you may have never known before. You will gain a Jewish perspective on the Messiah of your faith and how it impacts your relationship. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. In supporting this broadcast, you are also supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.